Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. It's time to look at tax-free Roth conversions again, because the IRS has recently thrown a spanner into the works. The plan administration industry is fighting the IRS on this, and we don't know how it will all turn out. Here's the situation. Your client is Daisy, she's age 60, and she's leaving her job at Acme Widget and deciding what to do with the money she has in the Acme 401k plan. The total value of her account is $100,000, of which $60,000 is after-tax money. That's non-deductible contributions that Daisy made over the years. And $40,000 is pre-tax money, the earnings on those contributions. Also outside of that plan, Daisy has a substantial IRA, all of which is pre-tax money. Daisy is considering either a cash-out or a Roth conversion of some of her retirement plan money in 2010. We want to see if she can do that in a favorable way at the lowest possible tax cost. Now, since Daisy will not have to pay income tax on any of her after-tax money when it's distributed back out to her, it would be nice to use the after-tax money as much as possible for Daisy's cash-out or Roth conversion. So our first recommendation for Daisy would be that she should look to cash out or convert the Acme 401k plan rather than her traditional IRA. Because with the Acme plan, she can get $100,000 of cash into her pocket, or she could get a $100,000 Roth IRA by converting the Acme plan. And either way, she would only have to pay income tax on $40,000 of that. That would be like getting a Roth IRA at a 60% discount. Pretty good deal. But you know how clients are. Daisy says no, she does not want to convert $100,000 to a Roth IRA. She only wants to convert $60,000 from the Acme plan to a Roth IRA. And she wants to roll over the rest of the Acme plan to a traditional IRA and keep deferring the income tax on it. So you know what Daisy's next question is. Can she convert just the after-tax money in the Acme plan so that she would get a $60,000 Roth IRA totally tax-free? The initial answer to her question is, no, you can't do it. Because there's a rule called the cream in the coffee rule. It applies to all plan distributions. The pre-tax money in a retirement plan is the coffee. The after-tax money is the cream. They are mixed up together. And the code is very clear whenever a client takes a sip, that is to say a distribution from the plan, she's going to be getting proportionate amounts of both pre- and after-tax money. So, for our first cut, we see if Daisy just takes $60,000 out of her Acme plan, the cream in the coffee rule would say that only 60% of her distribution, or $36,000, is tax-free, and the other 40%, or $24,000, would be deemed to be coming out of the earnings in the account and therefore would be taxable. If you want to have a distribution that is weighted more heavily towards the after-tax money, you have to find an exception to the cream in the coffee rule. And there ain't many exceptions to that rule. But there are some. We don't have time to look at all of them today, but there's one exception that would help Daisy if what she wants to do is just cash out the after-tax money. Here's how she can do that. If she takes a total distribution of her $100,000 Acme account plan, and then she rolls $40,000 from that distribution back into a traditional IRA within 60 days, the tax code has a special rule. Section 402C2 says that when you have a distribution and you roll over only part of that distribution, the rollover is deemed to come out of the pre-tax money first. So, if Daisy rolls $40,000 of her $100,000 distribution into an IRA, what she rolled is the pre-tax money, and she successfully cashed out the after-tax money tax-free. Here's where we come to the IRS monkey wrench. Remember I said Daisy took a distribution of the entire $100,000 account. Well, because she opted out of having a direct rollover to an IRA, her distribution was subject to mandatory 20% federal income tax withholding on the taxable portion of the distribution. But as of right now, according to the IRS, that's the only way she can get the tax-free cash out of her after-tax money. Until the IRS issued Notice 2009-68 in the fall of 2009, the way, quote, everybody, close quote, did these transactions was to request a total distribution of the account split between a cash out of the after-tax money and a direct rollover of the pre-tax money to a traditional IRA. It was considered as one distribution of your whole account split into two different destinations, and everybody treated this as a partial rollover, meaning that the pre-tax money was deemed to be rolled into the traditional IRA under that special rule of 402c2. But according to IRS Notice 2009-68, if a distribution is split, with some of the money being sent via direct rollover to an IRA, and some of it being paid directly to the employee, that is treated as two separate distributions, not two parts of a single distribution. And you know what that means. If it's two separate distributions, each distribution carries out proportionate amounts of the pre- and after-tax money, based on the cream and the coffee rule. Well, this IRS notice has turned the TPA industry on its head, and the IRS may back off, or at least make it a prospective-only rule, but like I say, we don't know how that's going to come out. For now, if you want to be safe in trying to cash out the after-tax money in a plan, the client has to withdraw all the money from the plan and then roll the pre-tax money back into a traditional IRA, which leaves the after-tax money sitting outside the plan. But this does mean the client will be subject to the mandatory income tax withholding, so the client may have to come up with money from somewhere else to complete the rollover. Suppose now Daisy has taken her $100,000 distribution from Acme Plan, and she has already rolled the $40,000 of pre-tax money into a traditional IRA. The next big question is, what happens now if, after she rolled the pre-tax money into a traditional IRA, but still within 60 days of the original distribution from the Acme plan, Daisy rolls the $60,000 of after-tax money into a Roth IRA? Has she now successfully done a tax-free Roth conversion of just the after-tax money? It looks to me and some others like that works, but the IRS has not given its opinion yet on that procedure. Thus, a client who is doing this should be prepared for possible different than expected tax treatment. And I would tell the client, remember, you can undo a Roth conversion for 2010 as late as October 15th, 2011, if we do find out in that window of time that the tax treatment is not going to be what we expected. So be cautious about telling clients that they're going to get a tax-free Roth conversion. It's not as easy as it looks, and some 401k plans appear to be very obliging. They will give you separate checks, supposedly representing the pre-tax and the after-tax money. They will even write on the check pre-tax money or after-tax money. And you then think, well, obviously it's now safe to send the pre-tax money check to a traditional IRA and the after-tax check to a Roth IRA, and it's all tax-free. Don't be so sure. Because I talked with one of these plan administration firms and asked them about this, and they told me that as an accommodation, they will cut as many checks as the employee requests. And they will write on the check whatever the employee asks them to write. Pre-tax money, after-tax money, even happy birthday, Mom! But at the end of the year, the plan is going to file one Form 1099-R with the IRS, showing one total distribution, no matter how many checks were issued to make up that distribution. And it's up to the employee and her advisors to report any rollovers correctly to the IRS. The plan administrator has none, zero responsibility for validating your treatment of your client's distributions and rollovers. Here's the bottom line on tax-free Roth IRA conversions. There is no easy guaranteed path to converting just the after-tax money in a plan. If the IRS sets out to try to make such conversions difficult, you can't really blame them. The congressional purpose in allowing Roth conversions was to raise tax revenue, not give a windfall to people who happen to have after-tax money in their plans. If you think about it, for most of our clients, there is actually little, if any, after-tax money in their plan. So, struggling to convert just the after-tax money, even if it does work, has only a minor financial impact for most clients. The hard part is converting the pre-tax money and deciding whether to convert the pre-tax money. We need to be helping our clients work through that difficult decision of whether to convert pre-tax money and how much to convert. I know that I have been guilty of focusing on tax-free Roth conversions because it's such a tempting idea. But if we spend all our time and energy on converting the after-tax money, are we perhaps just ducking the hard work that we should be doing instead? For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.